Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 8, Army of One. Part 5.
Hey, Roberts. Got a minute?
Sure. How can I help you, Detective Tenikoff?
I've been looking for the data file on the Hitchens bust. Remember that one?
Yeah. It was a couple of years back, right? What do you need it for?
There's a crew that's been operating out by the docks these last couple of months, hitting some of the same targets. I think there might be a connection.
Sure. Let me look it up. Should be... Oh. Well, that's strange.
You getting an integrity fail?
Yeah. Ugh, pain in the ass.
Same here. I can't open it.
Ugh. Some of these older cases get archived, and the retrieval system glitches up, and here we are.
Archived? That's great. Here we are in an age where the grid gives us unlimited storage at our fingertips, and the Dockerton PD is still archiving files.
Tell me about it, Tenikoff. I see this shit day in, day out.
Can you fix it?
Haven't you used up all of your favors already?
Come on, do me a solid and the next round at the pump house is on me.
Mm-mm. You promised that 3 times already.
You keeping score, Roberts?
We're all about accountability here in the Dockerton PD.
Oh, obviously. That's why so many files get mangled in the system and disappear without a trace.
Exactly.
So how about it? You gonna pass up a free drink?
See, that offer would hold a lot more weight If you actually showed up at the pump house now and again.
What are you talking about? I'm a regular.
What does the sign above the bathroom say?
you think I'd use the bathroom there? That place has more diseases than a virotech lab.
Okay, how about this? Give me the name of a bartender.
A bartender?
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, there's, the guy with the tattoos.
Oh, a vague description. You're not even trying.
Detective Tenikoff. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Captain Mulligan, what brings you all the way down to Dockerton?
I need to speak with you. In private.
Something the matter?
Can we talk in your office?
Yeah, sure. Right this way. Roberts, the file!
I want a name!
Yeah. Right this way. Take a seat. Did you, want to say something, Captain?
I'm waiting for you to start, Detective.
Me? But you're the one who wanted to talk. Okay, maybe this is how you guys do things in Midtown, but I don't have the patience for guessing games. Or whatever it is you're doing.
Just tell me what you want, Tenikoff. You don't need to draw this out.
I'm not drawing it out!
I've seen your kind come and go over the years. You Boy Scouts. You never last. You're a sideshow that provides a momentary distraction and then blows away in the first stiff breeze that comes along.
Wait, is this about the thing with Rust? In Black Hall?
See, there's a system around here. A system that has stood the test of time for one simple reason. Because it works. You can sit there and glare at me with your fanciful ideas and your lofty sense of disdain, but that won't change the fact that I'm the one who's going to survive this thing. Because I understand the system.
Nice speech. You been practicing that?
Why'd you send the grid wire, you little shit?
What grid wire?
Did you think you were clever, messaging me like that?
I haven't sent any messages, Captain.
Oh, you tried to make it look anonymous, but you didn't do a very good job in covering your tracks. One of my crawlers traced it back to your phone in about 30 seconds flat.
Is that so?
What I want to know is, how'd you find out about the payments? Who's your source?
I have nothing to tell you.
Not that it matters. Your flimsy attempt to associate those creds with the Fortunatos won't gain the slightest traction. The company you named is totally legit.
Yeah, that's why you came all the way down here to yell at me until you're red in the face.
Who's your source, you little turd?
Who wants to know? You? Or some Fortunato lieutenant who's trying to smoke out a rat?
I've come in here today out of respect for the badge. To talk this out in the most civil way possible. If I can't get the answers I need, the next person who comes asking won't be so polite.
Respect for the badge, huh? There's only one thing you respect, Mulligan, and it sure as hell isn't that uniform you're wearing.
So, that's the way it's going to play out, huh?
It sure looks like it.
Well, I tried. When all of this comes back around to bite you on the ass, don't say I didn't try to...
The hell is that?
Someone's shooting inside the station house.
Get back! Stay away from the door!
What kind of operation are you idiots running here in Dockerton? What is this?
Look, the monitor, see that? It's the entrance to the station house.
Look at that crowd. It looks like an uprising.
The whole damn place is being overrun.
Like a pack of animals, screaming like madmen.
Wait here, take cover!
Wait? Not on your life. Where's the back exit to this place? We need to get out of here!
Mulligan, get back!
You two okay back there? You seem awfully quiet. Emily?
I'm okay. No problem.
See? It's not like you to keep your mouth shut.
Actually, I've been trying not to breathe if I can help it. The stank in this van is...
Not this again.
I'm sorry, but I can't ignore it.
It's not half as bad as that workshop of yours.
When was the last time you cleaned out this thing, Rust? I mean, I'm suffocating over here.
If there's a smell in here, it's probably from those sludge oil canisters you asked me to pick up last month. The ones that were ruptured, remember?
Here we go with the sludge oil again.
Ximena, did you make it okay?
Yeah, I'm at the safe house. Everything looks okay here.
And Carlita?
She's fine. Right here with me.
Good.
What about you guys? Did you make it to the clinic yet?
Not yet. We're still crossing through Midtown. Emily, how far away would you say we are?
It's over in Highgate City. Not too far.
You still remember where to go?
Yeah, sure.
You okay, sis? You sound tense.
Sorry. This is all happening so fast. After spending all that time in Greywater, I'm still adjusting to the speed of things up here.
It's okay. Rust will take care of you. Won't you, Rust?
We've got it covered.
Yeah. I'm fine, Ximena. You just look after Carlita. We'll meet up with you soon.
Okay, just give me a call if you find anything out.
Will do.
Are they going to be all right in this safe house thing?
They'll be fine. We've used it before, haven't we, Rust?
Yeah, sure came in handy. Besides, we'll be back there in a couple of hours. I can't imagine this will take too long.
Do you think we can go over this whole scenario again? I'm a bit fuzzy on some of the details.
Sure. I told you about the guy, right? Dr. Hallowell?
He's the one who's treating Curran.
And we're heading to his clinic. I got that much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he can help us with these ghosts you guys are talking about.
That was the part I didn't get. You said you'd seen the ghost working there or something?
No, they weren't technicians, I don't think.
What were they doing?
I actually got lost going back to Curran's room one morning and ended up somewhere at the back of the facility. I saw the ghosts behind a glass wall. Two of them. They had their own living area that was sealed off from the outside. It looked like they were playing some sort of game, stacking blocks and trying to arrange colored tiles.
And they definitely had the glowing eyes thing happening?
Yeah, that was hard to miss. It's the first thing I noticed. Freaked me out. Dr. Hallowell showed up and asked me what I was doing. I told him I was lost and he guided me back to Curran.
What did he say about the ghosts?
He said those two patients were suffering from a rare condition of some sort, and the eyes were a side effect. He said the room was to keep them in isolation during recovery. To be honest, he was kind of vague about it. I got the impression he didn't want to say too much.
Definitely sounds like you weren't supposed to see that.
That's what I thought. It wasn't long after that he told me I should find somewhere else to wait while Curran got better.
Kicked you out.
Pretty much.
But if this doctor of yours knows about that condition, it might give us some clue about what Carver's up to.
That's the plan. Maybe we can figure out what we're up against, or better yet, locate his base of operations.
I'm sure the cops would like that information, considering he's an escaped convict and all.
Maybe. We have to be prepared for the possibility they won't do shit, even if we hand them Carver on a platter.
You got something else in mind?
I'm still working on ideas for that. I'm pretty sure I can...
Whoa!
Holy shit!
What is that? I can't see.
It's a Millikan Skycrusher. A big one.
The army is here?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
It's heading toward Dockerton. Make it a beeline.
I haven't seen the military show up in the Strata since the Crosstown riots years ago.
What do you think's going on?
It has to be pretty major if they're bringing out the Sky Crushers.
We'll worry about Millikan later. Right now, we have to stay focused. The checkpoint for Highgate City is just ahead.
I don't know. This can't be good, pal.
You want to head back? And do what? Go ask the nice Millikan officers if they'd kindly tell us what they're up to?
Fair point.
The clinic isn't far from here. If it's all the same to you, I'd like to push on. I'm worried about Curran.
We'll stick to the plan for now. Agreed?
Sure.
Okay, strap in. Here comes Highgate City.
Is anyone there? What happened to the lights? Ugh. Okay. God damn it. I need some light. Ugh. Shit. What the hell? Oh, nothing to worry about. Just a hallway packed with a bunch of dead people. Just another Wednesday. Who's there?
Tanikov? Oh my god, you're still alive.
It's okay. I'm here.
I thought you were dead.
I got cornered and, I don't know, I remember one of them jumping at me, fired off a round as they knocked me to the ground. Hit my head pretty hard.
Well, they must have thought that you were dead, too.
Maybe. What about you?
I saw them coming through the door, attacking cops and Tanikov. There were dozens of them.
I know. It was like a goddamn tsunami.
I managed to lock myself into one of the holding cells. The insurgents, they only had clubs and steel pipes. They couldn't reach me.
Are you hurt?
Just a few scratches. What about you? Oh, you're bleeding.
I'm fine. Where are the others?
Tanner went to get help. I stayed to look for survivors, but, I don't think anyone else made it.
Wait a second, there are 30 cops in this station house. Are you telling me there's only 3 of us left?
I've counted over 20 dead cops so far. Maybe someone is hiding, but...
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's bad.
Where did they come from? What gang is this?
I have no idea. They're not wearing holo tattoos or gang brands or anything like that. And Tanikov, look at them.
What?
This one? He's a regular thug type, but over here? Look! It's a little old lady. And this one? It's just a kid.
You're right. It's like a bunch of randoms decided to storm the building.
Has this ever happened before?
I've seen station houses hit from time to time, always from a distance. A drive-by, a frag launcher from out in the street. But this is something new. These people, they...
They were on a suicide mission.
Yeah. They had to know that as soon as they crashed through those doors, they'd be up against cops with guns, but they did it anyway.
I had to shoot some of them. I didn't have a choice.
It's okay. I did too. You're right. It was either them or us.
I don't understand any of this.
What happened to the wall over there?
After they took down the other cops, they went after the building itself. Started tearing things apart. I think they were after the electrical system.
Well, that's why the lights are off.
Yeah. They took down everything. The grid connection and the terminals, the whole lot. They left us totally blind.
And then what?
Then they left. Just as quick as they came.
Did they make any demands? What did they say?
Nothing. They were in a rage. Just
just screaming like... like goddamn zombies or something.
I don't know what's going on here, but we need to get out before they come back and finish the job.
That? That wasn't the worst of it, though.
What?
Their eyes. Did you see them?
They were crazy looking, I guess. Wild.
Maybe you didn't see it when they first came in, but when the lights went out, you couldn't miss it. Their eyes were glowing.
Glowing how? Like they were jacked on something?
No. I mean actually glowing.
Are you sure? Might have been adrenaline.
Tetikov, I saw it.
Okay, well, let's figure that out later, I guess.
We need to do a final sweep. Make sure everyone is accounted for.
You got a list of who you found so far?
Yeah. Here.
God damn it. Barton, Janikowski, Wartell, they're all gone.
Them, and a lot more.
Shit! Someone is gonna pay for this!
I've got another victim over here, too. Another cop, but he's not local?
I know him. It's Captain Mulligan from Midtown.
What was he doing down here?
Doesn't really matter now, does it?
Guess not.
Come on. Let's keep searching.
Tenikov? What if they come back?
Let's just pray they don't.
Sorry, but there's no one here.
There has to be.
So how come no one's answering the door?
Are you sure this is the right clinic, Emily?
Yes, I'm sure. Try the buzzer again.
It looks pretty dark inside. I don't think anyone's home.
How many people work here?
It was just Dr. Halliwell. At least, he's the only one I saw.
Look, it's another sky crusher.
And guess where it's headed.
There must be some bad shit going down in Dockerton.
We should get back to Jimena and Carlita.
I'm not leaving.
What do you suggest? We just stand around here like idiots?
My friend is in there. I want to know that he's safe.
I understand that. But your sister is on her own down in Dockerton, and... is there any other way of contacting this doctor?
He didn't give me a number. I told you that already.
In that case, I'll take you home and bring you back as soon as I can. Maybe he'll show up later.
Home to Dockerton? You mean the place all those attack ships are headed?
What's the alternative? You're gonna wait here on the street?
Maybe I'll do that.
Look, come back to the van. Let's call Humane and talk. See what she can tell us about what's going on over there. If you want to stay in Highgate City, maybe I can arrange something with one of my contacts.
You have contacts?
People I've made deliveries for. Some old friends. That kind of thing.
Sure. I'd appreciate that.
Maybe this was all a bit of a dead end anyway. Maybe the ghosts aren't the way to find Carver.
How else are we gonna do it?
Well, I've been thinking about that. Gnarly was after the holochips, right? Maybe that's our best angle.
You think she might go looking for more?
Right, and I already did a ton of research on who's got the gear. There's every chance she's going to hit those suppliers, if she hasn't already, and... Wait a second. What's that down the street?
My optics aren't the best in this light.
It's a couple of people on the sidewalk.
Hanging in the shadows. Not the least suspicious, huh?
Who is it?
I can't tell.
They're stopping at the clinic.
Hey, look at that. I think the shorter one's got a gun.
You're right. And it's pointed at the other one's back.
Do you think it's Halliwell?
The tall one. Yeah, it could be him.
So he's being held at gunpoint.
Look, they buzzed straight in.
What are we waiting for? Let's get over there.
Wait a second. Are we sure we want to get involved in this? The whole thing stinks.
We came all this way. We are not turning back now.
This is a hostage situation.
Yeah, and Curran's right in the middle of it. I'm going in.
She's right, pal. We have to do something.
Rust, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming. Get behind me. And guys, be ready for anything.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. There you'll also find character concept art, behind-the-scenes discussions, and much more, including the complete subscription-only series The Strata, Luna. And don't forget, Patreon provides its own RSS feed link, which means you can keep listening on your favourite podcast app. I hope you have the chance to check it out. Season 8, Army of One. Starring Jason Churoy, Rhiannon Mauchel, Eliza Marteja, Sam Slade, Michelle Mosley, David Cook, Luke Wheeler, Wyatt Henry, Zachary Silva, Areem Jew, Ross Camsell, Sean Siegler, Jerry Harris, Paul Moran, Kimberly Cochran, Jenna Rose, Liz Morey, Christoph Lander, Ian DePriest, Kieran Davey, Nicholas Yuen, Patrick Hurt, and Scott Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the
yes.
ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.